So I want to leave you with one final idea. If any of these conversations today about burnout, overwork, and impossible definitions of success have hit home, consider learning how to be lazy. I don't mean lying on the couch all day eating potato chips and binge-watching reality TV lazy. I'm talking about a fulfilling, replenishing kind of lazy.
Did you ever stop to think how much leisure time you really have?
I'm Lars Svensson, professor of philosophy at the University of Bergen. My dangerous idea is that work isn't what is wearing us out these days, but our leisure time.
And some of us spend most of our leisure time just moping.
Moping?
In fact, we've never worked less than we do today.
Hi, Dad. You sure don't work as long hours as they used to.
That's right, Ken.
Most people are actually happy with their work, even though they believe that work in general is getting harder. But their own work isn't getting harder.
40-hour a week suits me fine.
And we sleep less than we used to do. But whatever we're spending that time on, it's not work. So really, what is wearing us out? What is making us burnt out? It's really our leisure time.
Well, Ken,
I don't know. Seems as if leisure time is a problem.
The whole norms of work have invaded our spare time, turning it into a commodity that has to be spent as effectively as humanly possible.
Someday, when I get more time, I'm going to make new furniture for the whole house.
We've turned Benjamin Franklin's old saying that time is money into a norm for our leisure life, and many people, perhaps even most, experience that they are more guided by strict timelines, by various appointments to keep and so on, in their spare time than in their working time.
Wait a minute. Mother should hear you say that. She's always complaining that she doesn't have enough time.
Whatever one should call such a time, it's definitely not a free time.
Well, I have to plan the program for the Women's Club next month. It does keep me busy, but... that's not work.
So what I would do is really to embrace laziness. The problem today is that we've forgotten proper laziness. And as the old proverb, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Many people think that it stems from Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, but it really goes back to James Howell's Proverbs from the 1640s.
Do you suppose Ken has more leisure time than his friends do?
Huh?
When you turn your entire life into work, you become a really dull boy. And one could say that what differentiates working time from leisure time these days is that you get paid for your leisure time and you have to pay for working even harder in your leisure time. So start relaxing.
Like this, huh?
Be lazy.
Is that good?
Do absolutely nothing.
I've got nothing to do but wait for something.
And then perhaps this whole phenomenon of being burnt out will burn out.
What might be some good uses for your leisure time?